Let's go to San Diego. Kitty's with us. Hello, Kitty.
Hello. I weigh 150 pounds. I'm about 5'3". I've lost a little bit of weight, and I'm lactose intolerant. I have ringing of the ears and a very itchy scalp, and husband has this he has the same, ringing the ears and the scalp problem.
Tinnitus, Doc. What do you think?
Exactly. Tonight, you got it, George. You get an A+. Tinnitus is a squeezing of the auditory branch of the acranial nerve. You'll gradually get deaf, that ringing in the ears. And they want to give you stuff to, you know, dampen down that sound, or put hearing aids in, or give you some things like cortisone, okay, to relieve the inflammation. But it's osteoporosis of the skull. Have you lost your sense of taste or smell?
No, we love fast food, and I like decaf coffee.
Okay, well, fast food's fine as long as you're not eating gluten. You have to go to a fast food restaurant that sells Asian stuff, rice and sweet potatoes, okay, that kind of thing. Drink rice, beer, and wine, as opposed to everything that's made from wheat, bran, or oats. Take your 90 essential nutrients, both you and your hubby. Osteoporosis of the skull, in fact, my newest book, which has been out for, 6 months now, It's All in Your Head, goes into the 25 different diseases you get from osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors never tell people that you have osteoporosis of the skull because he's got 6 golf buddies who are neurologists, who are hearing experts, right? And so why would he tell you how to get rid of all that by taking the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and taking our MSM?
Go to the neurologist, right?
Yeah, don't go to the neurologist because they're just going to run up the bill because he's got 3 sons in college and the tuition is due.
Doc, these docs are going to come after you, aren't they?
That's okay. Bring them on.
All right. So, Kitty, any question, any follow-up question?
Yes. How much of this 90 essential and MSM pills do I take?
160 pounds, 150 pounds, I'd have you take 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. I'd have you take 3 of the 3 of the MSM 3 times a day until everything calms down. Then you cut it to 3 twice a day for maintenance. I would also take 3 of the vitamin D3 capsules twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then I would also have you take our collagen, either the glucogel.
That's for the skull, right?
Sir?
That's for the bones in the skull?
Bones in the skull, cartilage, ligaments, tendon. Now, you have to appreciate, a normal skull is only 1/4 inch thick, George. When you get what's called, it used to be called Paget's disease, it's now called Wallach's disease, because Paget said it was a genetic thing. I said it was a nutritional deficiency. And so they renamed it after me, Wallach's disease now. Your skull is 1 inch thick, and all the tunnels that the 12 pairs of cranial nerves go through, and the hole in the back of your skull, the foramen magnum, which is Latin for big hole, is 50% of the inside diameter, because all that collagen, that bone matrix, fills up the holes and causes all these symptoms, including Bell's palsy, trigeminal neuralgia, people who just tears run out of their eyes all the time because certain branches, the lacrimal branch of the 5th cranial nerve is being squeezed. Also, you get balance problems, vertigo. It used to be called Meniere's disease. Well, it's now called Wallach's disease or Wallach's vertigo because he said it was genetic, and no, it's a simple nutritional deficiency caused by osteoporosis. And here's one. I'll tell you a sad story, George, real quick. There's a guy by the name of, Cummings, okay? Elijah Cummings. He was a congressman in Baltimore, Maryland for, 35 years. Everybody loved him, both Democrats and Republicans. He's really a good guy. He's 65 years old, and he goes to Johns Hopkins. His heart is jumping around. He says, oh, you got AFib, atrial fibrillation here. It's a common heart thing. We have to kill portions of your heart muscles that are making it do crazy things. And so they put him in the hospital at Johns Hopkins. They anesthetize him, cut his chest open, take a hot soldering iron, touch his heart, and you kill him.
Jeez.
Now, if they'd have come to me, he'd be alive today. And it's caused by the osteoporosis of your skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. It also usually causes hiccups and also, COPD. And so if you have COPD and hiccups and AFib, guaranteed, it's osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the 10th cranial nerve, the vagus nerve. Easily reverse with nutrition and getting rid of the bad stuff.